you know, I think this conference has discussed this topic before. What's different now is that there are simply more of these deals than there have been in the past. In 2015, 25% of utility scale PPAs were with corporate purchasers. 2016 was kind of a funny year because of the multi-year PTC ITC cycle, but there were a number of deals I know in the works. And we've seen about, in the U.S., about 3.5 gigawatts worth of projects with corporate buyers. And for those of you who are newer to this, the difference is that historically, developers like Ellen's company, like my company, would sell power to a utility who would then supply that power to someone like Facebook. So that's been the traditional model. And what's new and different is that these corporate purchasers who are themselves the end users of energy are now directly buying it, which is just an interesting development. It raises a lot of questions about the role of utilities, about the trend of this going forward, about how if it's a growing trend or if it's a peaking trend. And in Texas, it's particularly relevant because so many of the deals that have been announced are a huge concentration here. Facebook has announced a deal here. General Motors announced a deal here. Walmart has done multiple deals. Amazon has done a deal. So a lot of the major players who are active in buying green energy have been active in Texas. So what I'd like to do, since we have a stellar panel, just a lot of experience from the developer, purchaser, utility, regulatory and legal side, is to jump right into the question of what now? So this isn't a new thing for most of us. We've seen these deals, we've done these deals, and we've seen that there's a lot of growing interest.